Bottomland's widow. Fireblight has infected her apple trees again. The milky ooze drips the stigmata from the infected blossoms. In her dream, she slices into the entrails of a musk turtle, and what she finds inside the apple-white flesh is something living, something pulpy and soggy with blood, a girl child. After her husband died, she imagined for a time that she was pregnant. In the woods, she gathered bitter bullet, rattlesnake plantains, goat's rue. Her dream child was small as a fist. She heard once that birds, when they died, became bats, which explained their frenzied flight, their hinged wings. Once her husband shot a doe and dragged it back to the house. She was watching from the window as he knelt down with a hunting knife. She used to wonder as a child what kept the moon from sliding on the clouds, what kept the stars impaled so they wouldn't slip. Her husband slipped the knife into the swollen belly. She was watching from the window. This evening, her apple trees are bleeding, and rain drips as stigmata from the sky. The hoot owl cries out in her husband's voice and shames her. She has no choice. It shames her to say she is happy.